Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy 4th. As the gentleman said, Dr. Medici's working towards his PhD. Yes, he is. Slowly, though. Why? I'm buried in work, and that work is composed of you. And you, well, you're doing well, but we need to do better. Chronic disease, chronic health issues today are more rampant than they were 10 years ago, even 5 years ago. You're not reading about this because it's, you know, we want the hype, the modern miracles, and we're making the world better in many ways, but on the overall, it's still pretty bad out there. Thus, shows like this, an increasing audience devoted to health healing shows, radio talk shows. What makes this show different? Well, I try to separate fact from fantasy. This isn't about alternative medicine versus MD hospital medicine. This is about what in alternative medicine really makes sense and what's the schlock. And there's lots of schlock in alternative medicine, but we're not going to focus on that. What we're going to do is we're going to take a concept today, pH, acid alkaline, and we're going to try to separate the truth from the hype. And that's the thing. We've got a lot of these subjects in alternative medicine that have a lot of truth in them and that should be understood by people. At the same time, they're filled with a ton of hype. And this is where the marketing campaigns extrapolate out of the science, and before you know it, we have a stinking lie. This thing with pH is in part one of these lies. And where did it start? It always starts with good, hard scientists. Let's go. That's right. You may not be on the website. If you're on the website, go to picture number 7. That's straighttalk.cc. Not .com. Straighttalk.cc. If you're driving, if you can't, then when you get home, get to the website. I put pictures on the shows because, well, you see why. Go to picture number 6. Let's talk and start with Dr. Otto Warburg, 1931 Nobel Prize winner for cancer discovery. That's a bit of a, he didn't discover cancer, and this is what happens when you pull things from online. Lots of people slant everything. But what he did say is that no disease, including cancer, can exist in an alkaline environment. And I didn't hear him say that. I wasn't there at the time, but this is so commonly quoted, you got to give it the benefit of the doubt. It is most likely an authentic statement. Out of that came acid alkaline balance, the pH miracle, and all these different books attesting to pH and how you take your pH and acid alkaline strips and the rest of it. And this is where it starts to go south, and I'm going to start to explain why. But let's start with the hard science. I like to do that. So do you. That's why hopefully you enjoy the show. It starts to the hard stuff, gets into the semi-hard stuff, and then hopefully illuminates the soft stuff so you don't spend and waste your dollars on it. Otto Warburg, 1931. Look at the next thing. Go to picture number 7. If you're driving, I'll read it to you. Dr. Otto Heinrich Warburg. 1931 Nobel, the root cause of cancer. Warburg discovered the root cause of cancer in 23. Of course, how can anyone say that? So that statement's absurd. And he received the Nobel Prize. Well, he did, and that means something. Warburg was director of the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, now the Max Planck Institute. This is as good as it gets, guys. Say what you want. Otto was one of the world's most prominent scientists, and Germany did incredible science in those decades. Investigated the metabolism of tumors and respiration of cells, particularly cancer cells. This is when we barely understood the Krebs cycle, glycolysis, oxidative phosphorylation. This is when the best work is always done. Honestly, it's in the exploratory phases of normal physiology. And I hope some of you can understand this, or most of you. The best science you get is when great minds study normal physiology yet undiscovered. Back then, we didn't really understand glycolysis, the Krebs cycle, oxidative phosphorylation, not with any great sophistication. So we bring the best minds in science to it, and invariably, they always study what happens in deviation of it. In deviation of it, this is important, so let's repeat it. The best minds in science are always brought to the frontier of understanding normal physiology for that decade or two. And they also study aberrant normal physiology, meaning what happens when cell respiration goes south. And that's where you get some of your best work. This was done with precipitation and disease, a show I did a while back, a couple of years ago, precipitation and disease. Doctors were trying to figure out in the normal realm of physiology why you started precipitating calcium oxalate, calcium urate crystals, calcium hydroxyapatite, and great work was done then, and then it all gets shoved to the side. Well, this decade, they were really studying cell respiration, which we're going to define for you in a moment. And Warburg is saying that when respiration, that is the Krebs cycle, that is oxidative phosphorylation, goes south, you promote disease. And so he does say cancerous tissues are acidic, whereas healthy tissues are alkaline. What does that mean? In between the cells. If you're in there with your pH paper down shrunk to half an angstrom unit, and you're hanging out there with your pH paper in the water between the cells, and you're taking pH, it's got to be in that green side. Water splits into hydrogen and hydroxy ions. If there's an excess of hydrogen, it's acidic, blah, blah, OH, it's alkaline. I wonder if he actually said that. I'm even suspicious of this line. Why would he define that? In his work, The Metabolism of Tumors, he demonstrated that all forms of cancer are characterized by two basic conditions, acidosis and hypoxia. Well, one means the other. Low calcium, low pH, low oxygen, acidosis. We're going to explain that. Pointing out that lack of oxygen and the subsequent acidosis are two sides of the same coin. Thank you. Where you have one, you have the other. Okay. He's not just talking about cancer. He's talking about disease. He's talking about pH. And we're talking about the beginning of what ends up being the pH miracle and these books on how you got to make sure your pH is alkaline and how you have to eat to make sure your pH is alkaline and how meat is bad because if you eat meat, it's got too much phosphorus in it and that deprives you of your calcium and your calcium controls your pH and all these different things. Before we jump to that erroneously, let's go back. So picture number 8. Warburg theory of cancer. How about the Warburg theory of disease? How about we say that? And this was in Science Magazine, 1956. So this is 60 years ago. Cancer arises from damage to cellular respiration. For those of you new to the show, and for some of you who have heard it not enough times, we're going to get into what we mean by cellular respiration briefly. Then we're going to talk about how if cellular respiration breaks down, we have fermentation. And all this is about this pH stuff. So as always, if you just caught up in the wave or the trend of, oh, I've got to get my pH balanced and I've got to get it alkaline, and this is all an important thing to do, I want you to understand it more fundamentally so you can see where all that pH stuff is really true and it works and it's important, and yet aspects of it are a lot of hype. And that's what good investigative reporting does. It gives you both sides and tries to separate fact from fantasy. So we'll get into cellular respiration, but when it breaks down, you get sick. And then what you do is you start to ferment. And then cancer cells continue to ferment in the presence of oxygen. This is what Warburg is calling the Warburg effect. Enhanced fermentation. So the speed up or the acceleration, so massive global fermentation, is the signature. It's the signing. It's the icon of all cancer. So you got a lot of juice in these statements here. Health is efficient respiration. Lack of that efficiency creates fermentation, the production of lactic acid, lactate. And cancer cells grow in an environment in response to advanced fermentation, to the point where this enhanced fermentation really defines it. All right, good. Just hold on to that. Hold on to that. All right, now, let's go into fermentation. Let's go into what we mean by respiration. Respiration is a big word. I can sum it up in about 3 minutes. Go to picture 14. Respiration is where the cell takes sugar, glucose, and through a series of, 8, 9, 10 steps, it changes the glucose to pyruvate. Glucose gets broken down to pyruvate. Certain amount of energy is required. Certain amount is given off. At the end, you have something named pyruvate. This occurs in the cytoplasm of the cell. That molecule, pyruvate, can do a couple of things. But in the normal sense, pyruvate's going to go into the Krebs cycle or the citric acid cycle. Now, out of that Krebs cycle, citric acid cycle, pyruvate, all right, breaks down, and as it breaks down and goes around in a cycle, it's broken down and recycled to acetyl-CoA, but as it breaks down, it gives off very important couple of molecules, NADH and FADH, and both of those are going to be utilized. So the product of glycolysis is pyruvate. The product of the Krebs cycle are these energy-rich compounds, NADH and FADH2. All right? And you're going to take that NADH and FADH, and you're going to throw that then into a third cycle, and that's picture 13 there. And this is called oxidative phosphorylation, where you're taking your NADH and your FADH2, you're throwing it into a series of chain reactions, and out pops on the other end ATP, adenosine triphosphate, the currency of the cell. What the cell uses is dollars. What the cell uses is honeybees, $100 bills, and your cell can use this adenosine triphosphate to repair itself, which it must do, or to do the job it's supposed to do. So for a heart cell to do what a heart cell does, a brain cell, a pancreatic cell, a kidney, a liver cell, a bone cell, a muscular cell, these cells do their job in the process through which glucose feeds into the cell, and through these chain reactions I just described called respiration, it pops out ATP, and that ATP is used so the cell can do, and thus the organ can do, what the cell and the organ correspondingly is supposed to do. Or we take that ATP and we give the cell, the organ, a chance to rest, and then we use the ATP to do what? To create repair in the body. If you can get this, you're getting a lot. If you're new to the show and you already have a headache, hang in there. You can get to straighttalk.cc, that's two T's, .cc, and you can review the show. All these shows are archived on all my radio stations. They're all archived. And study them. Because a little study, one show where you learn something is worth 50 shows where you just accumulate data that doesn't do you any good because you don't know what to do with it. Get the concepts. I'm always harping on concepts. Why? Well, in my own 20-year history, 24-year history, in this holistic game here, what did it come down to?